Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area. School updates proudly presented here on KCSI by your friends at Shenandoah Sanitation, 712-246-3350.
Back in the classroom, open your book.
And we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the Southwest Valley Community School District, Mr. Joe Erickson, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community Schools, with me this morning. Mr. Erickson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you? Pull that mic up a little closer, Mr.
Okay,
Erickson.
Perfect. You got me loud and clear.
There we go. Yeah. How are things going?
Things are going really well. Excited to start the holiday weekend and going well up to this point.
Let's talk a little bit. First off, was the trip over foggy? Not foggy? Little fog?
Wasn't bad. You know, definitely a little bit of fog out there and hopefully going to get better as the morning goes on.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk about a few things. First year at Southwest Valley as the superintendent. We're not quite to semester, but we're not far from it. How's it going?
Things are going just about as well as they could be, or as good or better than I'd hoped in almost every area is what I'd say. You know, I think it's having experience coming in as superintendent is really, really nice, but each district has their own culture, kind of the way mm-hmm. that we do things as Timberwolves. And so that's been fun to get to learn and continue to learn what that's like.
It takes a little while to get into that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. A lot of things that are new to me for sure. And then also just being able to form a lot of relationships with the people in the district.
I have the opportunity, and I have had over the years, feel fortunate to have had the opportunity to visit with many of your staff, administrators, many of the students as well. You have some really great people. In Southwest Valley.
Just incredible. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. Also, just the way the community's involved in everything. Have been fortunate to start getting involved with some things in Villisca and then over in Corning, living in Corning and just being there every day. Even the downtown in Corning is pretty incredible. Boy, if you haven't been there for like a Saturday evening or just the whole day on Saturday is really pretty incredible over in Corning.
Got some great things going on over there, some good restaurants and a lot of cool things. Okay, Thanksgiving is, well, this week. Yeah. So what does that do to the schedule at school? Regular today, off tomorrow, what's the schedule look
like? Yes, kind of have a nice break built in. So we do have just a normal, typical day-to-day, and in fact, I even think a basketball jamboree tonight. So things kind of normal through the day. No school tomorrow, no school on Friday. There's a big game over in Lincoln that I think most people will be rooting for the Hawkeyes. So,
well, I hope so.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to say, I have family members that are rooting pretty hard for the Huskers. I don't know where I went wrong in some of that, Mr. Erickson, but there you go.
They're maybe going to have a rough weekend, so just give them a lot of sympathy.
We'll see. We'll see, absolutely. But it's kind of a fun weekend. What are the big things that you look forward to for Thanksgiving? Turkey,
you know,
pie, family, what?
Just getting together with our family. My family's large enough and kind of spread out enough that getting together on one place is its own challenge. And, you know, I used to say Halloween was my favorite holiday or Christmas is my favorite holiday, but now it's Thanksgiving. And it's not the idea of us giving each other gifts or anything. It's just spending time with each other. And so the dynamic of that's pretty special.
Very cool. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Southwest Valley again. Joe Erickson with me, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. You recently attended, or you will attend, tell me about the IASB Board Conference.
Yeah, so IASB is an organization for school boards around the state of Iowa. Each year they have a convention in Des Moines, and it's pretty phenomenal learning experience for board members to be able to learn in depth about different topics, and then also to even see what other school districts in the state are doing. So picking up some ideas from there and moving forward with those things as well. Spent a couple days there, took literally half of our board members. So five volunteers took their time, spent 2 days in Des Moines on learning and picking up new information.
Okay, so give me an idea of some of the things that you cover. What do you talk about?
Yeah, so definitely I would say school finance is something that over a 2.5 to 3 hour period, it's something we really get into depth. And school finance, it's a very, very complex topic. And so their learning on that comes a long ways. But there's other things as well. We definitely had a chance to see, you know, what the board's role is in, like, human resources or personnel decisions. Mm-hmm. Property taxes would be another thing that last year that we didn't know what was going to happen with our property taxes or if there may be changes coming. So preparing for that's a big deal as well.
The property tax discussion is one that I know, well, it was talked about a lot last legislative session. Nothing happened on it. It will be talked about again this legislative session. You can just about bet on that. It's an important discussion to have, I think, and school finance is an important discussion to have. I wish that there was a way to have a clear understanding of the way property taxes work for both your schools and your cities and your taxing agencies, and then how school finance works. Because it's, like you say, it's not, you know, I have this much money in my checkbook and I can spend this much money. That's not necessarily how easily that is.
Yeah, for sure a challenge, Aaron. I think Representative Wood at one point was talking to me about how just, if you think about it, it's like a big ball of spaghetti because at some point just pulling out one string, it could go ahead and break the spaghetti. Or, you know, it's not like necessarily you just move one lever and something automatically happens on another side. Property tax especially is just thinking about not just what takes place in any one year, but the long-term effects of it are something that it's a difficult topic to change. I'm glad there's some discussion on it, but also thinking about what are going to be the intended and unintended consequences that come out of it.
All right, very good. And again, we are visiting with Joe Erickson, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community. I'm sure you're going to be talking about that a lot as we get into the legislative session that's coming up here soon. So,
yeah,
I'm sure that'll be a topic of discussion.
Definitely interested with that side. In fact, Governor Reynolds, she came to Corning a few weeks ago, spent some time talking to us, members of the community and members of the city and county as well, just trying to learn a little bit more about what some of those implications might be. So I appreciate her taking the time to come and have that discussion. And then it will be something that we'll want to make sure that we're advocating with our legislators through the upcoming session.
All right. There was a recent election. And did that change any of your board members?
Yeah, so we're pretty similar for the most part. So that's kind of nice, especially first-year superintendent, just building some consistency there. One person I would make sure to recognize would be Mr. Howard Anderson. You know, he's been on the Corning School Board for 12 years, and so saw a significant amount of change during that time. That goes right through the whole grade sharing time to the new building we've got. Before that, he'd been involved in education, been an educator himself for a number of years, so really enjoyed, as he chose to step down and retire, we now are welcoming Dr. Ryan Shuey to the school board, and so he'll be a nice voice to come in, has kids coming up that will be going to school, and so nice to have his involvement. He was actually one of the ones that made it to Des Moines for the convention as well.
Very cool. And, you know, I always say hats off to those people that are willing to put their name in the hat and run for office, run for a board that really there's no compensation for that board other than the satisfaction of getting to potentially have a job well done. But many times you get an earful of people that maybe aren't happy. So hats off to people who are willing to throw their hat in the ring and willing to participate in, well, not only the school board, but all of the other boards and councils that we have throughout the country, Sunshine Listening Area. So absolutely hats off to those people. Takes those people to make things work, for sure.
Yeah.
What is American Education Week?
So American Education Week was actually last week. And a lot of times we think of Teacher Education Week or Teacher Appreciation Week. American Education Week, you know, we tried to focus in Southwest Valley on all members that are involved with the education of our students in the district. And so it is absolutely the teachers. They're working hard, doing a wonderful job in the district. But there's also our custodians, our cooks, bus drivers, the principals, secretaries. It takes a huge group to be able to make it work. And so taking a little bit of time, honestly, kind of came off on the heels of Veterans Day that we had some really incredible assemblies, both in Villisca and in Corning. And so then also stepping back to recognize the group that are putting things forward to make sure, not necessarily on the volunteer level of some of the boards like you're mentioning, but it is incredibly challenging work that they're doing, and so grateful for that throughout the entire system.
Absolutely. Without those folks, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, without the bus drivers and the custodians and everyone involved. It takes everyone to make it work. So, anything else along American Education Week that you want to touch on, Mr. Erickson?
You know, I think, again, the timing of it's pretty incredible. Coming off of Veterans Day, going into Thanksgiving. Now, technically it's passed, but I would still throw out there that if you're doing something successful in your life, you're probably doing that because some teachers or some staff members, custodians, made things happen for you. And so taking just a little bit of time, for sure teachers – recognize them, but also anyone that you interact with in a school district, it's worth taking some time to be thankful for them right over the holiday.
I think most people can remember that one person from high school or maybe grade school that had a real impact on them in a positive way, as far as, you know, maybe encouraging them at a certain point in time or recognizing some of their abilities and helping to develop those. I think most people have that person, and absolutely it I think most teachers probably, and the people that we're talking about for American Education Week, they don't realize the impact that they've had on kids, and probably never will. But all of those kids that grow up then someday are talking about, hey, you know, I had teacher so-and-so that really helped me out at a time, and I think it's important. So very cool.
Yeah, I would advocate anyone to go ahead and reach out. One of the things that they regularly do at our conference is they just ask us to reach out to someone who's made a difference. And so a lot of times we're sending a text there from Des Moines, and that's pretty special. But an email can do just the same. Send a card, send something along the way. Probably about 10 years ago, I reached out to my first grade teacher and first of all apologized for what a 7-year-old Joe was like. But then also just the gratitude I have and have the way she made me feel, and she taught me how to read, which is a huge thing, but the way she made me feel is something that I'll never forget.
So when you were in school, Mr. Erickson, yes. Joe Erickson, and Red Oaks Mr. Erickson, Mark Erickson, brothers, and you have other brothers as well, right?
Yes, two more older brothers.
So when you guys, so what's the span from oldest to youngest?
So we've got just right at 20 years between Brother Steve and then my younger sister Laura.
Okay, so there's quite a span there. Yes. So going through, is there any competitiveness between the brothers?
Yes, I would still say, and there's no childhood that I would trade for growing up on the farm, but we had a great big yard that allowed us to go out. And whether we're playing football or we would play basketball, I still laugh about it. But like, we had a gravel driveway, and we would try and go out and play basketball on that, and it would get pretty physical. Being the youngest of the brothers, I kind of paid for that at times. But now I've gotten a little bit bigger and can hold my own a little bit better.
Will there be any of those competitive? I don't know if you probably should not play football or throw elbows in a basketball game over Thanksgiving, but will there be competitive activities at Thanksgiving?
A little bit. Pickleball is really more our style, but I will say.
You've gone from playing football in the gravel driveway to pickleball.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of my core memories, and again, Brother Steve's a little bit older than the rest of us, but one of my core memories was playing football at Thanksgiving about 10 to 15 years ago, and Steve decided that he wanted to still be competing as hard as he could, and really wanted to try and track down my brother-in-law, Kevin, a little bit. And so he tried to turn it on, and boy, there went his hamstring. And not that I enjoy seeing people in pain, but it was a highlight of my life to see him limping around with a bag of ice and trying to nurse that for the weekend.
You thought all of those years, and finally payback.
Yes, well, and now that kind of those things come back to get me, too. I used to give him a hard time about his hairline, and now I'm kind of feeling that, so maybe karma comes back.
What goes around comes around, they say, Mr. Erickson. So it is a fun time of the year, and a well-deserved break for all of your staff. Your students, hope everyone has a safe holiday, that's for sure. So anything else, Mr. Erickson, we need to touch on from the Southwest schools, from either the Corning campus or Villisca campus, anything else we need to touch on?
You know, I think, and again, this is something I'm just so greatly appreciative for, the week in, week out coverage that you guys provide for education. You talk to a really well-rounded group here, and I'm so proud of the way that they represent us, that I feel like you do a wonderful job of staying updated on everything.
Thank you. I like what our schools do, and Southwest Iowa have a passion for, obviously. I like what our schools do. We have some great administrators and teachers and great students in our area, and I just hope that we can have adequately highlight all of the good things that are going on with our schools. So love to do it.
Thank you again.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mr. Erickson. I hope you have a wonderful time. Don't pull a hamstring or play tackle football, pickleball. Let's stick
right.
with pickleball.
That's right.
So they can get pickleball can get pretty competitive
it's
too, though, Mr. Erickson.
Still intense.
So that is for sure. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by. It is a pleasure to visit with you. Again, Joe Erickson with me this morning, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District, and our thanks to Mr. Erickson for stopping by and visiting with us this morning.
When your trash pile's high.